For most bookworms, the holidays are the perfect time to treat yourself and your shelf. But this year, a book shortage has many booksellers worried they'll be unable to meet demand. Here in Now's Kalyani Saxena has more.
At Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts, nearly every shelf bears a crisp white poster urging customers to pre-order and shop early. And the message seems to be getting through to customers like Louise Tansky.
I live in the neighborhood, so I come in here pretty regularly just to check out the new books. But I know that things are probably going to be short come December, so I definitely have been thinking about getting things a little bit earlier than usual.
When Leah Green came into the store, there was only one copy left of the romance novel she wanted.
I came looking for the book I have now, so I was able to find it. I think they did say this was the last one, so if anyone else wants it, too bad for them.
It's not just romance novels that are in short supply. Rachel Cass, the store's buying and inventory manager, says this year's shortage is unique because it's affecting books across all genres. And people are buying more books. Printed book sales in the U.S. rose by more than 13% this year compared to last. That's according to NPD BookScan, which tracks book sales.
So every year stuff goes out of stock, especially if something ends up on somebody's end-of-year list or wins a big prize at the end of the year. This year it seems like it's just more books and it's earlier.
Cass says the store tried to get ahead of the shortage by ordering more inventory earlier.
I don't think we're going to make it all the way through to Christmas without running out of some key things, but at least at the moment, we're in pretty good shape.
But it's a different story at Tubby & Coo's Mid-City Bookshop, a sci-fi fantasy bookstore in New Orleans. Candace Huber is the owner and says their store is already feeling the pinch of the book shortage.
Just the other day, I went to go order a book. I sent it in to the publisher, and they emailed me back saying, FYI, there's only 200 of these books left in the warehouse. So I said, okay, can I up my order? They emailed me back, and they were like, just kidding. It's sold out, and the reprint's not coming until March.
So why not print more books? Well, according to Huber, that's where the problems start.
Most publishers print books internationally, and so international shipping is a huge mess right now. There's a container shortage.
Add to that the issue of printing itself.
Because there's been so much consolidation over the years. Now there are only a couple of printers that are printing like all the books.
And
on top of the paper shortage, on top of shipping issues, like once they do get printed, we have a driver shortage and warehouse worker shortages and just everything across the board.
Despite those issues, Huber says there's no need to toss your book buying wish list just yet.
If there is the one true book that you want, you should have ordered it already. But if you haven't, go for it like right now. Otherwise, be flexible and lean on your local booksellers in their expertise to bring you something that you probably didn't even know you wanted.
And Rachel Cass of Harvard Bookstore hopes customers will do just that. She says she's cautiously optimistic about how business will fare this holiday season.
After a couple of really challenging years, I'm not saying things are back to normal, but it's been really, really nice to see really excellent books come out this year and people being really excited to come and buy them.
And as people continue to buy more books in this pandemic, booksellers may finally be able to turn the page on this chapter of uncertainty. For Here and Now, I'm Kalyani Saxena.